You know, whether we want to admit it or not, there's always going to be people in this world who will not accept what God says. No matter how hard we try, no matter how long we talk to them, they just will not accept that. And those folks, they quibble over words that I think they more or less try to get wiggle room out of for their particular beliefs. You mean I have to attend services each and every Sunday? You mean I have to take part in the Lord's Supper each and every Sunday? They want to do something that is convenient for them, not what the instruction booklet of life says. And when we have the world full of people like that, that's why it is important for us as Christians that we have to be good students of the Bible. Let's turn to 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 15. And it talks a little bit about this. 2 Timothy 2:15. And this was in Mark's scripture reading this morning, where it says, "Be diligent to present yourself approved to God as a workman who does not need to be ashamed, accurately handling the word of truth." The word of truth, which is in this Bible. Because you just never know when you need to assert for the faith or to maintain the faith. You need to know what you're talking about. In other words, when someone comes up to you to ask a question, or you see something, and you know their close neighbor, friend, relative, whatever the case may be, and talk to them about the Lord Jesus. You know, also in Mark's scripture reading, it talked here, it was a recent example about Paul mentioned that the departures of the two men. This is still in 2 Timothy chapter 2, it's in verse 17, that those two men, that they were actually teaching that the resurrection had already taken place. And something that logically doesn't make any sense if you know your Bible. But they were teaching that. Because it talks about that in verse 17 and also verse 18. And folks, the problem with false teaching like this will knock the unstable from the small amount of faith that they have if they hear things like this. That's why we as bands of Christians need to study the Bible and know the ins and outs, the rights from the wrongs. Yet Paul went on to mention in verse 19 of 2 Timothy 2, it says, "Nevertheless, the firm foundation of God stands, having this seal. The Lord knows those who are his, and everyone who names the name of the Lord is to abstain from wickedness." Paul assured us that the solid foundation of God remains, despite the efforts of false teachings. And that first seal that he talks about, "The Lord knows those who are his." That is the title for my sermon today. The Lord knows those who are his. Now, this is not saying that only God knows who is faithful, and we as Christians can't tell. But Paul is saying that there are people who are not what they claim or they pretend to be. And God knows who they are. Because believe it or not, folks, you cannot fool God. Reminds me of the TV commercial they used to have on years ago. You can't fool Mother Nature. Well, you cannot fool God. Because he knows all, sees all, hears all. You know, anyone who loves God is known by him. I didn't mark this, but I think that's in 1 Corinthians chapter 8, where it talks about anyone who loves God is known by Him. And God knows who trusts in Him. Turn with me to Nahum. Nahum chapter 1 and verse 7. It says that the Lord is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble, and He knows those who take refuge in Him. You know, when the Galatians turned from idols that they were worshiping to God, they became known by God. Let's read a little bit about that in Galatians chapter 4, starting at chapter 4, beginning at verse number 8. Galatians 4, beginning at verse number 8. And it reads here, "However, at that time, when you did not know God, you were slaves to those which by nature are no gods. But now that you have come to know God, or rather to be known by God, how is it that you turn back again to the weak and the worthless, the elemental things, to which you desire to be enslaved all over again?" They were idol worshipers. Then they found God, and now they're talking about going back. Why would they do that? He knows the way of righteous. And when I talked about He, God knows the way of the righteous. Let's look at the book of Psalms. Let's go with Psalms 1 and verse number 6. And it says here, "For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked will perish." You know, Jesus, He also knows His followers. And turn with me to John 10. John 10, verse 27. And here it compares His followers to sheep. But in verse 27 it says, "My sheep hear My voice, and I know them, and they follow Me." The Lord knows those who are His. You know, folks, sometimes in the midst of struggles, we often wonder if God knows or if He even cares. I'm here to give you a little peace of mind that in those times, we are valuable to God. He hears everything. He hears our prayers. We are valuable to God. Because let's turn to Matthew chapter 6, where it talks about being valuable to God. Matthew 6 and verse 26. It says, "Look at the birds of the air, that they do not sow, nor reap, nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not worth much more than they?" And that's the question. He values. We are valuable to God. The other thing is, God, He won't forget what we've done. Hebrews, the book of Hebrews, chapter 6, talks more about this. In Hebrews 6, verse 10, it says, "For God is not unjust, so as to follow your work and the love which you have shown towards his name in having ministered and in still ministering to the saints. He won't forget what we've done. But herein, this is a solid foundation where we can make a stand. You know, another thing about people in this world today, there's a lot of people out there that claim to know Christ. But just by knowing Christ or saying that they know in Christ, that isn't a reality. Because in Matthew 7, Matthew chapter 7 and verse 21, it talks here that not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven will enter. Many will say to me on that day, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name? And in your name cast out demons? And in your name perform many miracles? And then I will declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice the lawlessness. You know, when we have people in this world that call on Christ as Lord, and then they ignore his commandments, what he says that we must do, should do, doesn't make any sense to me. You call on him to get you out of a tight spot, you don't follow what he tells you to do, that just doesn't make any sense. And let's go to the book of Luke, chapter 6. Chapter 6 and verse 46. Here it says, why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not do what I say? Question mark. Because, ladies and gentlemen, the solid foundation comes from obedience. Let's just continue to read verses 47 through 49. In verse 47 it says, everyone who comes to me and hears my words and acts on them, I will show you whom he is like. He is like a man building a house who dug deep and laid a foundation on the rock. And when a flood occurred, the torrent burst against the house and could not shake it, because it had been well built. But the one who has heard and has not acted accordingly is like a man who built a house on the ground without any foundation, and the torrent burst against it, and immediately it collapsed, and the ruin of that house was great. We need a solid foundation, and it comes with obedience. Because knowing God means walking in his ways. Let's go to the 1 John and read more about this. 1 John, the 2nd chapter, beginning at verse number 3. It says, by this we know that we have come to know him if we keep his commandments. The one who says, I have come to know him, and does not keep his commandments is a liar, and the truth is not in him. But whoever keeps his word, in him the love of God has truly been perfected. By this we know that we are in him. The one who says he abides in him ought himself to walk in the same manner as he walked. Walking in his ways. That's what we must do. You know, when we love and when we keep God's word, love God's word, keep God's word, God in Christ dwells in us. John 14. And verse number 23. John 14 and verse number 23 says that Jesus answered and said to him, "If anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our abode with him." You know, the second seal that we can rely on is, "Let everyone who names the name of Christ depart from iniquity," otherwise wickedness. Depart from that. Because, once again, there are people in this world today that the idea that a Christian will accept sin in his life is just ridiculous. By being a Christian, you accept the sin in your life, that's ridiculous. Romans 6. Verses 1 and 2. It says right here, "What shall we say then? Are we to continue in sin so that grace may increase? May it never be. How shall we who died to sin still live in it?" Folks, when we're baptized, and we go down in that watery grave, we come up, and the old man of sin is behind us. We come up as new people, as new individuals. Because Christians strive for holiness. We are obedient children. Because of God's promises, we cleanse ourselves from evil. Let's go to 2 Corinthians and see what it says here about this. 2 Corinthians chapter 7 and verse number 1. "Therefore, having these promises, beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all defilement of flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God." Because when we come up out of that watery grave, we are changed people. We're not what we were like before. We're changed individuals. But a question that you may be asking yourself is, how do you know if someone is known by God? How do you know if someone is known by God? Look at their lives. Matthew 7 talks more about this. This is Matthew 7. And beginning at verse number 15. This is a familiar reading for most of us here. It says, "Beware of the false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly are ravishing wolves. You will know them by their fruits. Grapes are not gathered from thorn bushes, nor figs from thistles, are they?" Question mark. "So every good tree bears good fruit, but the bad tree bears bad fruit. A good tree cannot produce bad fruit, nor can a bad tree produce good fruit. Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. So then you will know them by their fruits." Just a couple more scripture readings and then the lesson will be yours today. You know, while God is generous in giving us time to change. There's only a limited amount of time available. Let's go to Luke chapter 13. Starting at verse number 24. Luke 13:24, it says, strive to enter through the narrow door, for many, I tell you, will seek to enter and will not be able. Once the head of the house gets up and shuts the door, and you begin to stand outside and knock on the door, saying, Lord, open up to us. Then he will answer and say to you, I do not know where you are from. Then you will begin to say, we ate and drank in your presence, and you taught in our streets. And he will say, I tell you, I do not know where you are from. Depart from me, all you evildoers. In that place there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth when you see Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and all the prophets in the kingdom of God, but yourselves being thrown out. And they will come from the east and west and from the north and south, and will recline at the table in the kingdom of God. Without a doubt, folks, Christ is the only way. John 14:6. It says, Jesus said to him, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me. So a question that we have to ask ourselves, are you known by him or not? Because if you wait, you may miss your opportunity. You know, we as Christians, we hear Jesus. That this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. We believe Jesus is the Son of God. For if ye believe not that I am he, ye shall die in your sins. We need to repent of those sins. But now commandeth all men everywhere to repent. We need to confess Jesus. With the mouth, confession is made into salvation. We need to be baptized. He that believe and is baptized shall be saved. But he that believeth not shall be damned. And we need to be faithful always. If there are any of those that are present today and they're not a Christian and would like to become one, everything is ready. Or if there are those that are in need of our prayers or need to make themselves right with God, we ask that you please come forward as we sing the song of invitation.